Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listeners. You are listening to the voice of the one and only king of DC media, the undisputed, the undefeated, the untouchable WTP, William Thomas Powell. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Let me remind you that Inside Acting is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner. Learn what it takes to be an actor by Googling and reading DC Actors Examiner. Tonight, my guests are the director of the hot web series Diva City, Mr. Mitch Credle, and his leading lady on the series, Damaria Anissa, who I actually had the pleasure of sharing the stage with in a stage production several years ago. Yes, indeed. But before we bring them in, I want to bring in my co-host, Wendy Bangura, to tell us what's going on in the world of celebrity land. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Good evening, William Powell. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, excellent, excellent. How
good.
Are you? That's
I'm
good,
fine.
That's
Thank
good.
You.
So what's going on in celebrity land?
Oh, well, I have a lot of goodies and stories. Let's start up for the premiere of my movie, The Entrapped.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the premiere of my movie was a success, and I'm just grateful. And I just want to say thank you to
you're welcome.
Host. Yeah, thanks so much for coming out to support me. And I want to say thanks to my family, my fans who came over to support me. I'm so grateful.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Uh-huh. So currently right now, you know, I'm trying to work on a new script. So at the ending of this year, I'm planning to produce another movie.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what's going on in Hollywood?
Oh, in Hollywood. Oh, right. Are you familiar with the Total Diva, right? The new television
Who?
Show, Total Divas?
I don't think I caught that one, no.
Oh, wow. This is one of the hottest TV shows in town right now. You know, I pretty much love to watch it. It's one of my favorite TV shows. So I got some information for my fans and listeners. In part one of the Dallas Queens, answering fan questions, we learn about some of their guilty pleasures. And this time, the Total Diva stars dished on their favorite celebrity first date, about traveling and more. So Bella admits she's a huge hippie when it comes to certain things and would love to go farming, you know, and have a good time with a date. And a boyfriend, which is a superstar boyfriend.
Daniel farming Ryan. Go on a date and you go farming. Okay, that's a new one on me.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, she want to have fun, so she really want to have a good time. So, you know, and she also states that her best vacation favorite spot is Italy. She really want to go to Italy, so that's one of
Italy.
Her favorite
Italy, that's a nice
spots.
Country I hear.
Okay,
so what else you got? What other stories you got?
Well, because you know Queen Latifah, right? Her talk show is coming up, and you know she is actually taking over like beauty, you know, and she is continuing to reign over the beauty world. The actress has just linked a deal, Pantene's newest brand ambassador. I just want to say congratulations to her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wendy, I'm gonna have to say goodbye for now. Thanks for the updates. All right. So I see that she has dropped off. So let's bring in Mitch and Damaria. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And let me bring in Damaria. Hey, Damaria.
Hey, William. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. So now, Mitch, tell us, what is Diva City all about?
Well, Diva City is it's a web series, and it's about a group of women who were recruited to be involved in a covert operation involving the movement of stolen government documents. And the women were recruited because one of the young lady's husband was previously involved, and he had died, unfortunately, in what the wife think was a car accident, but it was because of his dealings with the operation. And Miss Nadine, who was played by Demaria, she wanted to recruit these women because it's easier for the women to move the documents without being noticed, because women, of course, are all over the city doing different things. What's going to happen is when the women personal lives start interacting with the business of Miss Nadine, it's going to cause a lot of problems, and that's when things are going to get very hot.
Yeah. I saw the pilot episode. It was pretty tight. Now, one thing I noticed listening to the music in the pilot episode, it was very spiritual. It seemed like expecting spiritual themes. Is that something that's evident in all your work?
Well, with the music, what I try to do is I always put it out there to local artists that I want to use local artists' music, and I try not to use the music of well-known, artists. You know, just give our people an opportunity to have their music displayed. And so far, everyone that I've talked to, they've been enjoying the music, and they have no idea that the artists are people from right here.
Yeah, it's good that you use local talent. So now, Demaria, talk a little bit more about your character, Miss Nadine. I mean, what motivates that character?
I would say money and power motivates Miss Nadine. She's the boss lady. She's in charge, and she has a group of gentlemen that make moves for her. So I would definitely say power and money is what motivates Miss Nadine.
Okay. So now, Demaria, talk a little bit more about how you got involved in the show, specifically your audition process.
Okay. My audition process was probably a little more unique than everybody else as a part of the cast. I actually met Mitch. He was in the audience of a play that I was in last October. And so I was already impressed with some of his other web series that he had going on. And we connected right after the show. And after that night, you know, we connected through Facebook. We would chat every now and then. And I guess probably about maybe 2 months or so ago, I got a message from Mitch about his new project, and the message was asking me would I be able to do that type of character, and with me being impressed with his work, I couldn't say no. So
yeah.
It started out with, I guess you could say, with an inbox message, and I was on board ever since.
Wow, that's the way it happens sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see the switchboard is just lighting up right now. So let's see, Demaria, do you recognize? I got a number here. I'll just call out the 267 area code. Let's see if we can bring this person in.
Okay.
Let's see if they have a question.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on the air. You have a question? Who's on the line?
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hey. This is William Powell,
hey,
Inside
Acting.
All right, you got a question?
No, actually, I just called to listen to my girl, Wendy Bangura, but I don't think she's on here right now, so I'm just holding down here and listening to the conversation. I just get in there, so I don't have any question because I just get in there like almost, let me just, it's a minute ago, so I don't hear anything. Question.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Okay, we'll try one more person to see if we have a caller. A question.
Okay.
Hello, you have a hello, who's on the line?
Dumbuya.
Hey. Okay, I guess that's just somebody listening. Okay, no problem. No problem. So, Mitch, now how did you make the leap from law enforcement to directing?
Well, I started writing a book years ago, maybe after I think it was around 2004. I caught a triple homicide over in Colonel Brooks Tavern in Northeast. And after that, I started writing. And when I finished the book, I presented it to our general counsel's office, and they said because it's a nonfiction story, I couldn't publish it. It's called Homicide and Me, Living Black and Blue, which was basically my career as a homicide detective and my life as a community volunteer, which I've been, you know, doing a lot of community service work in D.C. since 1982. So I wanted to put that entire story into a book. And when they told me I couldn't write about the job on the job, they told me I couldn't start writing fiction. So After that, I put together two books that I published, I believe it was in 2010 and 2011. And after that, I just started writing, and I just switched over from writing books to doing film.
Okay. That's great. That's great. So, DeMario, let's talk a little bit of shop, a little acting shop. How do you prepare for a role?
A lot of mental relaxation.
Okay.
Definitely. and what I mean by that is, like, for instance, my most recent example would be, you know, of course, preparing for Miss Nadine. Whenever I'm scheduled to go on set, some people may think it's quirky, but I listen to the Diva City soundtrack. The main song that you hear at the beginning, not on the you hear part of it in the actual episode, but it's if you watch the promo for it, the first promo, the entire song plays through the first promo. So driving into work, driving around the city, driving wherever I'm going, I listen to that soundtrack to get me motivated. Everything to just keep me on Diva City, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right, Mitch. So let's talk a little bit of directors talk. What directors have inspired you?
John Singleton, Spike Lee, Ice Cube, and those guys. I mean, they come from basically the same kind of communities that I've come from. And then I had the opportunity to work with a guy in Baltimore last year when he was the director of a television palette that me and my former partner co-produced. And he's a young guy. He's only 25, 26 years old, but I learned a great deal just by working under him hand to hand. And I mean, I learned a great deal from him in reference to what I would want to see on camera and what I want the audience to see. So I most definitely learned a great deal from him hands on, but from afar is some of the other guys that I mentioned.
Fantastic, fantastic. So Mitch, now talk a little bit more about what you actually look for in actors. You know, when an actor comes into the room to audition, what are some of the things you're looking for?
What I'm looking for is creativity. And to be honest with you, I'm looking more of them of just being themselves and taking the character and expanding the character to make me want to expand the role within that character, because a lot of people, they come in there thinking they have to be a certain way, and my thing is I can create and I can write based on who the actor is if I get to know this person. So I don't want them going overboard. I don't want them going over the top. I just want them just being themselves, relaxed, and it makes them easier when we start filming to deliver the lines and to deliver the actions that I want. So it's just basically, as long as they're creative and versatile, just be yourself, and the rest will just take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I've heard a lot of directors say that before, that it's really, you know, like, be yourself. Don't try to, like I say, don't try to overreach. Just try to stay inside yourself and see how that messes with the script, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So now, Mitch, talk a little bit about some of the work you've done before Diva City. What you had other web series, movies, things like that?
Well, I started out my first web series when I co-produced with Maltime Production. It was called Turning the Tables. That was the first one. Then after that one, myself partnered up with Antoine T. Money. We did Dirtier Than Ever, which was a show about a dirty cop
and that's the show that we filmed as a TV pilot. We're still trying to get it on the air. And after that, I did a great deal of short films that everything could be found on my website, which is MitchCradle.com. And I did Diva Wars recently. That was pretty successful. We went maybe seven episodes, and I just wanted to, you know, switch things up. And then that's when I came up with the idea of Diva City, just to get away from some of the other things that I was doing. A lot of things I was doing had to deal with violence and you know, just because I was just so used to dealing with that with the police department. But when I was doing a series of kid films, one of the young kids, 11 years old, had mentioned to me that he see a lot of my stuff on YouTube, and he asked me, why are you always killing people? And when he said that hit home, and that made me sort of back away from a lot of the violence and just made me want to create a story that can be enjoyable without all of the blood and violence.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because, I mean, that there's a lot of shows now, they're kind of like overwhelming violence, and it's no story, there's no characterization and things like that. And that can get very, I think, in my opinion, very, very tedious after a while. That really kind of is not good, not cool. Okay, so now, DeMario, talk a little bit about some of the more interesting roles you've had in the past. I mean, matter of fact, let me ask you this. What's so far has been your favorite role?
So far, I would say one of my favorite roles is Miss Nadine. That's the character that I play in Diva City. And I would say Miss Nadine is one of my favorites because it's a stretch. It's
right.
Totally different. It's opposite of who I am. So anything, I would say any role would be my favorite if it challenges me, if it stretches me beyond what I'm used to. I think that would be my ideal or my favorite role, if that makes sense.
Okay. And do you think you prefer stage or you prefer film?
I prefer film. That's primarily what my background is. To date, I've been in like 13 stage plays. But I want to be able to be a more versatile actor. I don't just want to be typecast as a theater actress. I want to do more film. And so when Mitch came to me with the web series, I jumped on board. I'm already in another web series called Chocolate City. We're taking a break from that right now. We'll probably start filming again later on this fall, early winter next year. But I definitely want to do more stuff. But I think, in my opinion, the best actors come from theater, because you're trained to get it right that first time. It's not a lot of cuts. It's not a lot of takes. So I would say those make the best actors.
Yeah, and I think I really agree with that. I think that like I said, you got to get it right that first time. There's not a whole lot of there's not a safety net, really.
Right.
No safety net
right.
at all.
mm-hmm.
absolutely. Okay, so now Mitch, now I want you to talk a little bit about. Are there any series out there that you think, I don't want to say inspired Diva City, but any other series out there you could even compare it to?
I don't know if there's any that I can compare to it, but what inspired me was Scandal, Deception, and Revenge. Those were three series on television that were dominated by women as being the lead actresses. And it really inspired me, and I just saw a lot of the comments, the feedback, how people were into it. So I said, let me create something for women that men can enjoy as well. So I hooked up with my associate producer in a project called, her character's name, St. Clair, which played by Sonya Olden. We talked about it when we were down in Miami at the Black Film Festival. And I said, I'm going to come up with something women can really get into, but men is going to enjoy the story as well.
Right. Yeah, it's good to have that crossover, really.
Yeah, most definitely. And then I have a great deal of guys calling me all the time, wanting to know what's going to happen. They want to know this, they want to know that. But it's still allowing the women to step out there and really dominate this series.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you have a lot of strong women characters.
Every last one be very strong. Every last one is going to have their own drama, even though a lot of it is centered around the main character, St. Clair. For all the other women, their personal lives will start coming into play in episode number 2, and it's going to carry over throughout the entire series.
Yeah, and I noticed that very nice locations, too. I mean, all over D.C. I mean, usually when you have some shot in D.C., it's usually... It's not D.C. It's not D.C.-ish, but yours is definitely, you can tell it's this city, no doubt about it.
That's the goal. We most definitely want to shoot as much of D.C. as we can, and some parts of Maryland. We may even try to go a couple places in Virginia, but we most definitely want to keep D.C. because just when people think of Diva City, the initials are the same, D.C., they're thinking about D.C.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and then how many episodes are you going to have per season?
Well, my goal was 10, 15-minute episodes. But when I start writing the episodes and I start thinking about the characters, and I want to be able to give everyone a good look, I would say, so far, this one I just finished writing the third, everything so far has been going to be at least 30 minutes. Even though I would want it to be 15 because people's attention span on the web for the web series is less than 10 minutes. People don't really watch a lot of long web series shows, but so far we've had within the first month over 2,000 views. So I think people enjoying it. So I'm just going to keep it in between 25 to 30 minutes until I see the number is slacking up. If the numbers don't slack up, I'm going to keep it in between that time frame because I can write forever. So if I keep it in between 25 and 30 minutes, I still should be able to stretch it to 10 episodes very easily.
Oh, okay. Yo, most definitely. Most definitely. Absolutely. So, now, Demaria, what has been, without giving too much away, I think, what's been your most intense scene on this show?
Wow. It may be coming up.
We've only filmed the first episode thus far, and we started filming episode 2, but I haven't had a really intense scene yet.
Okay.
I'm trusting Mitch to give me some more intensity, but I definitely think that'll probably come later on in episode 2 and then throughout the series. But to answer your question without giving away too much, I haven't had an extremely intense scene yet.
Okay. But I guess we'll just have to say stay tuned to see what happens.
Exactly. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Miss Daydean is rough. She rough.
Yeah, I
Mitch, you
were going to
say something? Huh?
Yeah, they haven't really seen the real Miss Nadine yet, and in episode 2, they will get a piece of her.
Okay, I kind of see there's the quiet before the storm there.
Exactly.
Okay, wow, okay. So I guess we're coming up on about 3.5 minutes, 3.5, 4 minutes left here in the segment. So, Demaria, what other projects you got coming up?
I'm still working on Diva City, of course. The other web series that I previously mentioned, Chocolate City, we'll probably pick up production again on that. Like I said, later on this year, early next year, 2014. And also, I have another stage play coming up, which is actually a spinoff of Chocolate City. It's called Am I My Brother's Keeper? And that will be December 14th. which will be a live DVD recording at the Life Center in Camp Springs.
Oh, okay. Excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And what's, just briefly talk about what's Chocolate City all about?
Chocolate City is definitely different from Diva City. It has, I would say the lead characters are a group of brothers. They all have their own issues intertwined throughout the play as well as the web series. But there are other characters that are part of the subplot. They all have their own drama and issues. So it's a lot of chaos, drama. It's, I guess you could say, kind of got a churchy feel to it, but everybody has some type of something going on that will be revealed in the play and also in the web series.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. Okay, so Mitch, besides Diva City, what you got coming up?
I'm having, I do a series of short films. I just filmed one with Dana Dane called Cyber Love, which is very interesting. And Sunday evening, we're going to film another one called You Just Don't Understand. And I have another kids' film, short film that I'm going to film in October called The Runaway Cutie. So I'm doing a series of short films. And this Diva City web series is going to be my last web series. For a minute, I'm going to take a break. And while doing so, I'm also going to assist Anthony Commodore of Malachi Productions with his web series called King's Son. But my immediate goal is once I finish Diva City first season, before I start the second season, I'm writing a script for one of the cases that I investigated with the police department. I don't know if you're familiar with the case involving Benita Jackson, the mother that killed her four daughters. Yeah, that was my case that I investigated. So I'm going to turn that into a screenplay and shoot it towards major production.
Yeah, that's a very heavy, heavy case. Very sad story. That's wow, man.
Yeah.
That's really intense stuff. Wow. Man.
And the mother would not talk to anyone. And I spent 12 hours in the interview room with her. So there's a lot of things that need to be told that never came out during the trial. And plus, there's a lot of things going on with the social service issue with the kids and the family that need to be told. So I most definitely want to tell that story.
Yeah, that's something else, man. That's really intense stuff. Okay, so tell us, my listeners, how we can watch Diva City.
Diva City, you can find, like I said, it's easy to go to my website, MitchCradle.com, or you can find it on YouTube, Mitch Cradle. That's where everything is being housed at. Pretty soon it will be on a couple of other internet television networks. So we're just getting started. It's easy just to find it on YouTube or either my website.
Okay. Well, Mitch and Mario, thanks again for coming on the show. You've been a fantastic guest.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, yes. Okay, hey, well, best of luck to you, and definitely have you guys come on again and for updates, and it was really great having you on.
All right,
okay,
thank you so much.
Have a good night.
All right,
all right,
you
man.
Too.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And let me leave you with this quote from the late, great Billy Graham. Man has two great spiritual needs. One is for forgiveness, and the other is for goodness. Good night.